I really don't know what else to say because pretty much everything's in Christ. The only thing I can come up with now is breaking strongholds, you know. How to break strongholds. You know, one way I think is to change your patterns, do something you never did before, or if there's something that you keep dreading or drudgery or whatever, just pick one thing that you dread or drudge or you don't want to do and do it. You know it's got to be done, just do it. Whatever it is, that, and you do that for a while, and your whole reality is going to change. The past will always try to come back and pull you back into old patterns, but when you step into that new pattern, you're pretty much jumping timelines in a way, because a stronghold or a groove in the mind is the old past. But as you break a stronghold, you start to set new grooves and new paths, new pathways, and you're pretty much jumping a timeline because you're no longer in the past stronghold. You've overcome that, you know. So I think that's what's happening. The devil wants to keep everybody in some kind of something you grew out of. The devil wants to pull you back, because the more you get free from certain things, the devil is losing more grip, you know, from, because you're out of Babylon. He already lost. He's already a defeated foe. He's just delusional, thinking that he owns you. It's kind of like a narcissist, Jezebel, a narcissistic person. They think, see, they're stuck in the loop, and they never grow, right? So they think you're stuck in the loop with them, but you're not. But they're so delusional, they think they are. So that's how the devil thinks, you know? Because they're children. The narcissist is, they're children of the devil. So the way they think is the way the devil thinks. And if you think I'm joking, just sit down and meditate on it. They're accusers of the brethren. They're always trying to poke and prod and irritate, harass, bring up the past, try to get you. See, if they get you to live in the past, it's not even real. It's fake reality. If you go back to Genesis, the biggest trick of the devil was what? To get people to live in fake reality. To get Eve to live in the fake reality. And that's what the devil's trying to do. God is everywhere. God is all around you. God gave us eternal life. That's enough right there. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the saints. He's ever living to make intercession for the saints. So he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's going to take care of his own. And so the devil wants to get you back into the old bloodline or culture lie, the news, the media, the junk, the drama, any way he can. And when you step out of that, you step into your new paradigm, your new business, your new idea, your health, whatever it is that you're stepping into, losing weight, staying positive, whatever it is, as you step into that new creation, you're jumping timelines into your new creature. You're being changed from glory to glory to glory. So each cycle down here in time is a cycle to birth you to your new timeline, to your new way of thinking. You're not really going anywhere. The destiny, you not really have a destiny down here. The destiny's in the inner man and in heaven to get the mind of Christ to change to the destiny's really not something down here. The destiny is to move more into peace, more into agape, more into truth, more into awareness, being aware of what's going on in the inside. And you have to be on guard, because you can't yoke up with these. You really can't rub shoulders with them for so long, because they actually are crazy. The unsaved are really really think about the unsaved. They have no light. They have no truth. They're actually insane. They're really insane. They really are. And so I did that. I don't know if anybody saw it. I don't know if anybody's still around way back then, but about 5 years ago, I was recording, and this old guy, he ran into this young girl, and I was recording it. So I pulled over, and he says, he tried to reverse it on her. "You hit me." I said, "Man, no, she didn't hit you. You hit her. I've got it on video." He said, are y'all working together to trap me?" I said, "No, I don't know her. I just pulled over and I uploaded the video on YouTube and then I gave it to the police, you know." And she said, you saved me because they would have thought it was me. If you wouldn't have been there, they thought it was me." I said, "Yep, I know." Because the guy was all over the place, you know. Anyway, the children of the devil are crazy, just like the devil. And don't expect them not. They can play act for a season, but they always revert back to their old tricks, you know. Them old tricks of the devil. So the gist of this message is breaking strongholds and holding your ground. Maybe that's what I need to talk about. Breaking strongholds, and once you break it, hold the ground. Hold on to it. Keep it. Grasp it. Hang on. With one hand, hang on. With the other hand, fight. That's what Israel did. They built the temple. With one hand, they had a weapon. The other hand, they had a sword. The other hand, they had a brick they were building. Hang on, people. Break the stronghold. Go to the promised land. And once you enter into the promised land, hang on to it. And don't go back to slavery. Once you're free, the devil, that's all the devil can do is try to get you to think that you're still in slavery when you're really free.